It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
I just lost my train of thought because I got stuck reading up on why Penn State can't fly out of State College. They have to drive to Harrisburg for all their cross-country trips because the airport in State College doesn't have a long enough runway. And the plane can't take off with that short of a runway because of how heavy it is, because of all the fuel and equipment. A lot of people were trying to educate someone who was asking, why do they have to drive to Harrisburg? That's another reason why you can't take Penn State seriously. Came and fly out of an airport near their campus.
At what point, if you're Penn State brass or even a booster, does it just make sense to be like, you know what, instead of like buying new like lockers for the locker room, I'll just pay for a bigger runway.
See, the thing, I imagine it's a government institution. I don't know if it's a private airport where you can just throw them money and they can build something longer. I don't know. Probably a lot of red tape, some bureaucracy going on, I imagine. But
I'll make a call with one of my friends. I'll make a call with Senator or whatever from Pennsylvania.
Whatever you need. I get what you're saying. You're a major college football program. Just figure it out.
Get us along. Why does we never hear about? There's a lot of small towns in college football.
Does Clemson have to go to, I don't know what's the nearest big city in South Carolina, but do they have to do that? I doubt it. People make fun of Miami. You don't even have your own stadium. Well,
I got an airport.
We don't have to drive an hour and a half. We actually have to drive an hour and a half to the stadium, not an hour and a half to the airport to fly.
Well, and then in traffic, it might be an hour and a half.
Yeah, you never know. But still, we don't need to search out an airport that is long enough.
Blacksburg, Virginia.
Does Virginia Tech have to drive out?
We never hear about that.
I don't never hear about opposing teams having, like Pullman, probably. I don't know. But certainly,
I think Pullman, there are some issues.
Yeah, but you're not Washington State, you're Penn State.
Yeah.
Might want to figure that out.
Yeah.
But hey, it's probably something very, very government oriented that they don't have ability to do.
I would make a call, pull some strings.
Yeah.
I mean, donate to a campaign or two and get a longer runway for my Nittany Lions.
I'm trying to think if the Cougs were like set up, like if they wouldn't be the University of Houston, but for whatever reason, the University of Galveston existed and we had a major football program. They would have to. I've seen the Galveston airport. I think you probably have to drive in to Houston.
Yeah, you'd have to do hobby.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Except, well, you try to put places in real cities, okay? Penn State, Happy Valley, State College, whatever. No, it is operated by Penn State University. It's operated by Penn State. So why haven't they gotten that done? What are they up to? What's wrong with them?
They get like $40 million a year from the Big Ten football deal.
You can build the runway to make sure you don't have to drive an hour and a half into Harrisburg. I'm sure it's much more complicated than that.
There's no way it's more complicated.
But it is operated by the university itself. So what are they doing? I'm sure the basketball team probably flies out of there. They don't have to deal with the issues.
Yeah, and that's got to be – well, it's also got to be so much more of a pain in the ass because they also had to fly to Oregon, once a year or once every – I actually don't know how the basketball scheduling works. But, they added four teams on the West Coast. Chances are all these teams have to fly to the West Coast more than once a year. Yeah, come on, Penn State, figure it out. Again, like, Yeah, I mean, just name Fayetteville, Arkansas. Like, they don't have
just
this
name
problem.
All the college towns. Yeah,
they
you're
don't
right.
have this problem.
It's not a thing.
Notre Dame didn't have to fly into Dallas and then drive 4 hours to Fayetteville. They didn't have to do that.
No, I'm sure there are smaller schools that have to deal with that, but you're not a small school and you operate the nearby airport. Why don't you just get that done? All right, we do have our winner for Cougs versus Tech. Speaking of, I don't think the people in Lubbock have to deal with that too. But I imagine we are naming cities bigger than State College at this point, but you get the point. All right, beyond that, what about the team that's heading to Baltimore? Stingley and Will Anderson did not practice yesterday. We talked about it. I think the Stingley thing will just be preventative until maybe the bye week where he can just rest it and see if he can get better because he played without practicing last week. We should expect that to happen this week. Stingley loves to be on the field. He had issues with that earlier in his career and during his time at LSU. Or is that mostly because he just didn't play that one season? He opted out. Either way, I think that's what it was. But as a Texan, he has missed time because of injury. That is something he really wants to avoid. So I think likely no reason to be worried about it. If he did it last week, he'll probably do it again this week. We'll find out a little bit later if he's on the field. But the Will Anderson one popped up, and that would be the one that you're worried about because he's not a guy you talk about load managing and he'll miss a practice here or there. So we'll see. The Ravens have their injuries, and Will Anderson may be a big injury to take a look at. He and Micah Parsons are tied for pressures created. Like ESPN currently has their, which is very silly, their quarter poll awards for best player on the defense, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, MVP. Will Anderson is a guy who is doing things that should put him in consideration if those things continue. You just have to hope this injury isn't something that he's going to have to deal with long term, because while Danil and Hunter has been racking up, he'll get the sack or two. Like, you notice Will Anderson almost every time he's out there in pass rush situations. He has just been active, completely active throughout the first four games.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, the pass rush win rate stat gets thrown around when a guy doesn't have a lot of sacks, and you're like, cool. Like, okay, sure. When it's Will Anderson, I'm, like, watching the game, and maybe it's just because he's on the team I watch the closest every week. You can actually see that, like, oh, he is, like, if not blowing up a play, like, immediately making life way worse for the offensive linemen who are blocking him, where while the stats aren't, like, there in the same way they are for other guys, like, Will Anderson's.
Yeah, he's got...
He's had, like, a great season.
Yeah, he's got three sacks, so it's not like he's not putting numbers in that stat sheet. But Danil Hunter has the four. Danil Hunter's had two sack games, which those kind of pop out.
Yeah.
But yeah, there four sacks for him, three for Anderson. The two pass rushing defensive ends are living up to what we expected of them. Hell, you know, the defense overall. I mean, as much as we're joking about the offense, the defense, outside of an explosive play here or there, they think they've got that corrected because they sent that bad actor, Chauncey Gardner Johnson Jr., out of here. He's out of here. They think they're going to be better off and not giving up big plays, at least through 1 week against the Titans, who are ruining Cam Ward, according to ESPN. They did not give up those big plays. And I was trying to think if anything was close and it just didn't get hit because of pressure or the quarterback missed it. I don't know if there was one that was a near miss.
Yeah, I don't think they really weren't pushing the ball down the field very much.
No, the Titans have invested in their offensive line. Did not really look like it on Sunday, particularly when they were in pure dropback stuff.
Yeah.
They really had no shot all game against the Texans.
Because I don't think Io Manor really got involved at all, and he's more of the big play guy there.
Trust. I know about Titans ineptitude because I took Calvin Ridley in my fantasy team and have already benched him.
He might be on cut watch.
Yeah, you better watch it, Calvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better hope that there's no waiver wire pickup I really need.
Yeah, who's going to be out there for me? As we do have the trophy in here. I don't know how we would get it to the person who's going to win if it's not one of me, you, Lance, or John. Yeah. It ain't going to be me. I'm already at 1-3.
I'm down there with you.
Yeah. I need one more catch from Jalen Waddle. And he's going to be their number one. They've been talking about it all week with Tyreek Hill being gone. Jalen Waddle is going to assume the role of the number one receiver with the Dolphins.
There you go. Now it's your time to
make a run.
Yeah.
Unlike the Texans, 1-3 doesn't mean I'm out of it.
Let's see. Oh, Granado's 3-1. And Lance is 3-1.
That's unfortunate for me.
Yeah.
I will always stand on this. I told you I didn't care beforehand, and the record is playing out that way. All right. We'll get the break here. We did give away those Cougar tickets.
Yeah.
I do believe we've got one more pair. I'm going to check on that because I
got one more in me.
I don't think we gave away a pair of tickets on the morning show, so I do believe we have one more pair to give away to make up for that. And also, as I said, this is your show for Cougar tickets. We're giving away tickets every day this week. We're the only show on the station doing that, so be prepared. If it doesn't happen today, it could happen tomorrow and even on Friday, right, the day before the game. So if you want to go see the Cougs versus Tech, this is the show for it. So I'm going to check, but I do believe we got one more pair, and then we'll get those to you sometime before 12. We will be back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, don't wait for the October 15th extension deadline. Your problems will only continue to grow. The IRS is using advanced AI tools to identify and collect unpaid taxes faster than ever, meaning tax debt collections will become increasingly aggressive. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
I owed over $50,000 and they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
If you miss another tax deadline, you're stacking more debt on top of what you already owe with increasing penalties and interest. You now owe more today than you did yesterday. Call for your free consultation. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-418-1404. 800-418-1404. 800-418-1404.
Priority Tax Relief.
It's Dewberry Farm's annual Fall Festival, September 13th through November 9th. Bring the whole family for a day filled with pumpkins, great food, and over 40 exciting rides and attractions. Explore the Texas-sized pumpkin patch. Take photos by a life-size pumpkin house. Meet our friendly barnyard animals and get lost in our corn maze. Celebrating nine-time CMA award-winning artist Lainey Wilson. Stay late for Dewberry Farm's spooky Halloween event, Boo-rific Nights, featuring three creepy haunts and thousands of glowing jack-o'-lanterns. Get tickets and info at dewberryfarm.com.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
John Clay Wolf Show. Here's what's going on in the Wolf Pack.
Bobo, we appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Gigi Dutton.
You left me hanging, but whatever. I still love you. And I was there first.
You're talking about the show meeting you had yesterday? She's the only one that showed up.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, guys, I'm 3 minutes early.
Right.
What the heck?
That was 50-1 odds in Vegas.
The John Clay Wolf Show, every Saturday morning.
ESPN 97.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
I checked. We do have another pair of tickets, so I'll tell you when you can win those. Five out of five, and in this case, six times we'll be giving away tickets on this show. But we are the one show giving away tickets every day this week. We do have an NFL game tonight. Pretty good one. We got Seahawks versus 49ers. And actually, not Seahawks versus 49ers. I said the wrong team.
Rams.
Rams. NFC West, but said the wrong team. 3-1 versus 3-1. Looks like the 49ers and their injury issues continue. They brought back Brock Purdy. They brought back Brock Purdy. Hard enough to say. For 1 week. And like, you know what? We made a mistake. We see you throwing the football. And look, you never had the strongest arm. But you look even worse than you normally would. So we're going to sit you down. So it'll be Mac Jones out there again. The toe for Brock Purdy won't allow him to play. I don't know if it's been classified as turf toe specifically. But we know turf toe is why Joe Burrow won't be available for like 3 months. And the way the Bengals season is going, they probably should just not bring him back. Purdy already missed week two and week three. So he'll be out. So
the Astros are strong in the 49ers.
So if you love yourself a Mac Jones versus Matt Stafford game, we got it for you. The 49ers are going to also be without Jennings and Pearsall. So two big pieces of their wide receiver core out as well. We know Ayuk is still dealing with something. So they're very hampered. So if you were thinking Rams, looks like you were right to lean that way even before the injury news came out. So you would say the 49ers are without their top three pass catchers. Top four. Kittle's not playing either. If you exclude McCaffrey from that, maybe.
Yeah, McCaffrey's the only guy that's.
Yeah, if you think he's higher up on the chain than maybe Jennings or Pearsall, okay. But you would say four other top five guys are out. It's a hard way to run an offense, even with the genius of Shanahan. And, of course, now you got your backup quarterback out there as well. So we could be in for a stinker. Like, in name alone, it feels pretty good. Rams, 49ers, a rivalry. Those two teams have been trying to handle the NFC West to see who would be the force pretty much since the Seahawks fell off. But that ain't the 49er team anyone expected to see. So that's a game we're leaning hard towards the Rams as far as who's going to win that one. The Rams got a shot to go to 4-1. And they're one of those teams. The Texans started with them, and we knew that would be a tough one, and the Rams have proven that the Texans lost to a good team. Did you know that there was an NBA game on right now?
Oh, in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Preseason, obviously.
Knicks versus Sixers.
Is there a single
starter player?
Knick or Sixer that anyone would care about playing?
Yes, the Knicks are playing Bridges and Towns.
Wow.
And our Reed Shepard comp, Miles McBride.
I was going to say, is Deuce McBride playing?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
wow.
The Sixers played Maxey and VJ Edgecombe, if you care about the Baylor rookie.
Uh-huh. Embiid?
Not a chance.
Oh.
Not a chance. No chance he would play. He's not.
Is he in Abu Dhabi?
He may be. I don't know. It is so not a chance that he isn't even listed as someone on the bench.
He's inactive.
He's inactive. There's no chance as they try
healthy
to
scratch.
Get hit. Well, not healthy.
Scratch.
Just a scratch. as they try to find a way to make sure he can make it through a season.
Yeah.
Because last year was ruined.
I don't think I would even risk him getting on the plane.
I don't know that he made it, but Jalen Brunson's playing. Like,
wow.
Thibodeau's like, even in Abu Dhabi.
Mike Brown.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Mike Brown.
Yeah.
I just assume because of how they're having their starters play in this meeting. This particularly meaningless game that it would be Thibodeau. Yeah, it's
happening, what, like 9 hours earlier than
normal
basketball games normally
start?
Yeah,
unless it's an MLK Day or Christmas, yeah. Or in some cases, some playoff games.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, but yeah, it is the Mike Brown-led Knicks versus Nick Nurse and the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. Forgot it's still Nick Nurse.
Yeah, he survived. Thibodeau did not, but Nick Nurse survived. If he doesn't do well this year, and that'll be dependent on his roster.
Quentin Grimes, and as we're talking about the 76ers, Quentin Grimes, U of H legend.
He decided to go with the qualifying offer.
Going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season.
He also has a no-trade clause that comes with signing the qualifying offer. We talked about what could happen with maybe Eason in the future or in comparison to some other players dealing with that. Cam Robinson went with the qualifying offer. We talked about it yesterday. Kuminga. Got 24, AAV of 24. It takes away the no-trade clause. we all, at least a lot of people think that's going to lead to Kuminga being traded, but the Warriors at least wanted the asset to be able to deal. And if at the salary he's making, they can bring in a pretty good player in a trade or maybe a couple if a team who they're trading with could aggregate salary. So that is further down the line for Tari Eason, but it is something to look towards as the Rockets are deciding who to pay. They've made decisions on several, but the Amen Thompson deal is something to look for. And if Tari Eason can establish himself as someone that can command in the $24 to $26 million a year range, if it comes down to that, I'm using the Jabari Smith contract as a guide. Can he get that here? And certainly we mentioned it, that it's a good problem, but you have a lot of guys, and they're young guys, who have played to a point where they can go get paid. And they may not be able to pay them all here, but the Rockets like to negotiate, so they could get all those guys done. And Kevin Durant, who earlier this week talked about he expects to sign his extension, just doesn't know when. I wonder, because there's speculation from people, and it's all reckless because we don't know. No one's talking to Kevin Durant. We're not named Kay Adams, so we don't get to talk to him. Do we think it will be the full-on, this is as much as you can make in a year type of deal, or will Kevin Durant work with the Rockets and go, you know what, I want to end my career here. I don't need to take it all. And sure, he's going to be on bird rights, so of course it's not about retaining him. The money won't keep them from retaining him. It's just about flexibility, whether it's the first apron or getting closer to something I know they don't want to be involved in, is getting close to the second apron, because that pretty much restricts all movement. So the Kevin Durant and his all-in status for the Rockets, as far as how far is he willing to go to make things easier for them to keep this team together, will be something to take a look at. He seems like he wants to be here. There's no reason to believe he doesn't. We'll see if those two parties can come to something they both believe is reasonable.
I'd be surprised if it is like the full max, just because like it would have been signed already. I feel
probably.
So I think it'll be a somewhat of a haircut, you know, but I don't think it'll be like sweetheart deal. Was he under duress when he signed this contract? Like other GMs are anonymously mad, and you're hearing that from Tim Bontemps or whatever. Sure. Like, I think it'll just be the enough to where they can, in the Shams Charania tweet announcing it, or maybe the quote tweet afterwards,
he'll mention the agent.
Yeah, he could have
wants to be mentioned.
Yes, and then he'll like have the initial report, and then afterwards say Kevin Durant could have gotten the absolute max of whatever, but he turned that down to give the Rockets added flexibility.
Blah blah blah, showing his commitment to the future.
Yes, and exactly. He turned down $15 million over the next three years. Where you're like, wait, that's only 5 per year. So he took like a 10% discount. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, you mentioned the agents, and then you throw in all the flowery language about how the player
normally loves that's
the
quote tweet after, like where he quote tweets himself.
Of course, yes.
Can't reply. That doesn't show back up in the timeline.
Yes, he understands the game like a lot of us do.
He's on his phone for 30 hours a day. He should know the game.
Hey, Kay Adams. He's a little busy. He really
wants... Hey, everyone. It was like when he first was like coming up in the game. Yeah. I think he was still at Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was some feature about like what his day looks like. And I was like, this seems miserable.
Well,
it's no way to live.
It is part of nothing.
It's
part of what Woj attributed to his exit.
Yeah.
It's not the life. It's not a great life to live. Like, you're just, I don't know how to put this respectfully, but for the most part, you're just a gossip. Like, you're a highly paid gossip, but your job is to get intel and call people and text people.
It's also high pressure because it's a race.
You have to win.
Yeah, to be Schefter and beat Rappaport, or be Rappaport and beat Schefter.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one really cares.
We just want the information.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there will be Twitter people who, because it's funny to talk about who's winning, but for the most part, I don't care where the information comes from.
No one who actually matters cares.
Yeah. But they got to be first.
Yeah.
Part
Durant Muse cares, but no one else really.
We'll see if Durant Muse is thrilled with the Rockets extension that they give his namesake at some point. All right, we'll go to break with that. I see someone wants to talk about Longhorns. I imagine that's Eric, but I can't see the name. If you want to follow him, 713-780-3776. We also do have those Cougs tickets to give away. So we'll get to that before we wrap it up. We'll be back.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is your deep inner voice. Exit 18th. Take the 18th Street exit. Exit 18th.
Yanni Damaris here. If you're sitting anywhere on the 610 loop, stuck in traffic, exit 18th Street and grab a cold drink at Damaris Barbecue. We'd love to have you, and you'd love being here. We've got a full bar, beer, wine, liquor, and frozen drinks. And you can even be a family hero by taking home some delicious dinner.
You heard me. 18th Street. Exit 18th.
And get to Damaris Barbecue.
Buying a new vehicle shouldn't be hard. Monument Chevrolet makes it easy. Random here. Monument Chevrolet has a huge selection of Chevy vehicles priced with transparency. No hidden fees, no upcharges, no dealer add-ons. For over 50 years, Monument Chevrolet has earned relationships with thousands of customers doing business this way. For new and used cars, fleet sales, and service, visit Monument Chevrolet in Pasadena, right off 225 and Beltway 8, and monumentchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Are you size conscious? We can make you bigger. At the Erection and Enhancement Center in the Woodlands, get more girth with HA fillers starting at $2,500 or PMMA filler for $59.99. Gain 1 to 2 inches in girth. Financing available. Go to erectioncenter.com. That's erectioncenter.com. Or call or text 972-355-3771. That's 972-355-3771. Get started today and get results immediately.
Born in Austin, Texas, Rambler Sparkling Water's signature limestone mineral blend and crisp carbonation creates a unique flavor for a premium sparkling water without the sodium. Available in original lemon, lime, grapefruit, Satsuma, blackberry, and now wild cherry. Grab a case today at your local grocery store. Learn more about Rambler at RamblerSparklingWater.com. Get Ramblin', Houston.
Join us at Houston Small Business Expo on Wednesday, November 5th at the NRG Convention Center, America's biggest business growth event. It's free to attend. Network with thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs. Over 20 free business workshops, speed networking, exhibitors, and keynotes by leading industry experts. Houston Small Business Expo is free to attend on Wednesday, November 5th at the NRG Convention Center. Register online at smallbusinessexpo.com. That's smallbusinessexpo.com.
Get in on exciting gaming action at La Berge Casino Resort Lake Charles. Introducing our new exclusive statewide table progressives. We've linked our table game progressives between 4 Penn Play destinations in Louisiana. That means our big payouts just got bigger. No matter which location you choose, you have a shot at these combined jackpots. Get to La Berge Lake Charles or Baton Rouge, Boomtown, New Orleans, or Margaritaville, Bossier City, and get ready for big payouts.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Before we get to Eric, caller 5 at 11:45. Caller 5 at 11:45 wins a pair of tickets to watch the Cougs versus the Red Raiders, both undefeated. Big game in the Big 12 early on in the season. It'll be at TDECU Stadium. Wear your Houston blue. They're going to break out those uniforms. You should match them in the crowd. Identify yourself as a Cougar fan. Wear that Houston blue as the Cougs take on the Red Raiders. You got to help the team keep the win streak alive and protect the house. Protect Cougs'
house. Do your part. Go by the team store. Get a Houston blue shirt if you don't already have one.
Of course. Represent yourself and the program. 713-GO-COUGS. If you don't win it from us, that's a number you can call, 713-GO-COUGS, or go to uhcougars.com/tickets. Going to be a good night, good football, good weekend of football. We'll get to that stuff maybe with Eric here and certainly tomorrow when we talk some college football. But caller 5 at 11:45, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. 3776 to win the tickets from us in about 5 minutes.
And watch Connor Wigman light up the Red Raiders.
I don't know if it'll be that.
With his legs. Possibly. And Dean Connors.
Yeah,
Dean Connors' legs light up the Red Raiders.
If they're going to win that game and their defense needs
to play to Johnson.
They need to play well. They can do certainly this. Need Connor Wigman not to turn the ball over like he did early against Oregon State. Give your defense a chance to be the type of defense they've been for the better part of the season. Pretty damn dominant. Let's get to Eric. He wants to talk Longhorns. What's up, Eric?
Hey, young brothers. How y'all doing?
We're going to refrain from the young brothers, but okay.
So how do they have the Gators beating the Longhorns this weekend? I don't understand that. And also, I think Jalen Green and Devin Booker are going to ball out for the Suns this year. And I have some sad news to report. Abigail Dye is no longer with Fox 26. I guess she left. They'll take it easy, young brothers. Y'all have a good day.
I hope Abigail Dye is doing fine. I don't even know if
I'm happy for her.
I don't even know if Eric's saying is true.
Oh,
I don't know that she left. Maybe she did. I'm not keeping up with her.
Oh, whoops.
We'll see. She was a reporter. Yeah, that's what AI Overview says, although it can't be trusted, until last month. So if it is to be believed, she is no longer at Fox 26. I don't know where she may be. Yeah, it's been reported by actual real sources. So she no longer works there. She left her position, according to MikeMcGuff.blogspot.com, September 10th. They did not. I guess I don't know who chose not to renew the contract, either her or them. But either way, she's no longer there. Don't know where she's going now. Hopefully it all works out for her. Why are the Longhorns being picked by some to lose? It's just, hey, you're on the road, in the swamp. Your offense, the questions about it. Can Arch handle that type of environment? The last time we saw him on the road, didn't look good. The same things you always hear. The Gators' offense is terrible. Their offensive line, last time we saw him, got absolutely cooked by Miami. I think PFF had them at a pass blocking grade of like 2.3 or something like that. That's bad. Awful. So there are no reasons as far as on the field, really, that the Texans should lose that game if Arch doesn't implode, which I guess could happen. If we get a repeat of what happened at Ohio State, then maybe Florida has a shot. Except, you know, Ohio State's much better than Florida. I don't know what type of game that the Longhorns would have to play to actually lose. They're not giant favorites, so maybe that speaks to what the game could be, but their defense is really good. They both had bye weeks, right? So does Billy Napier dial up some things that can get the Gators off to a good start? We'll see. DJ Lagway, I believe, is expected to play. So he was in a boot.
Yeah, I think he practiced last week.
Yeah,
so
that was more preventative. He'll be out there, which actually may be good news for the Longhorns if we go by what he's looked like against Power 4 competition. We know he was awful against LSU. Looked like he didn't want to pull the trigger on throws against Miami to avoid the type of interceptions he threw against LSU. So you, despite Arch's issues, have the quarterback advantage.
Yeah, the defense should keep him in the game.
Yeah, Florida's defense is good. I don't know if they got some of their defensive linemen back that they missed against Miami. I haven't looked into it that deeply, but they played well against a very good offensive line unit as far as and just overall they didn't give up a lot of points, but when it mattered, Miami kind of broke them down, much like I've said before. I've said it a couple times, like defenses will play really well until they kind of realize we're not winning this game, our offense sucks, and then things will go awry.
Yeah, you'll give up the fourth quarter, like the long fourth quarter drive.
Yeah, Miami leaned on them, their offensive line leaned on them, and eventually Florida couldn't hold up. So it might be one of those games where it's 13-7 because Texas has a good defense too, maybe even great. It might be one of those games where as long as you don't turn the ball over.
That's why that to me is the, like, don't turn over the ball on offense if you're Texas. Don't give up big plays because they, Florida should be getting back Dallas Wilson, or not getting him back.
The freshman should have
getting him
play
for the first time this season.
Yeah.
You know, it is a freshman playing his first game in an SEC game, but he is, like, at least according to the recruiting profiles, like of the type of guy who might just be able to walk on the field and give this Florida offense something new. But I mean, again, just honestly, don't make them have a sustained drive to beat you. And I think you should be fine if you're Texas.
Yeah.
Because eventually Lagway will give you one, or Billy Napier will give you one through bad decision making, whether that's play calling or something else.
Yeah, they played a relatively safe game against Miami. There's just not a lot of juice offensively for Florida. The receivers aren't great. That's why the Dallas Wilson addition
couldn't matter.
I mean, he's 6'3", like he's top 50 player in the country as a recruit. So all the talent to be someone at some point that could be a factor. Should that be week one against his week one against a Texas defense? It shouldn't. Even if he's as good as touted, you still got DJ Lagway throwing the ball, and Billy Napier dialing up plays. Texas should be fine. I don't know if we saw this or anyone remembers, but they did a pretty good job against Jeremiah Smith. So I'm not sure Dallas Wilson will be the one to break down the Texas defense.
Yeah,
maybe we'll Billy Napier has a couple things Texas isn't ready for, but I would be surprised. Play good defense. Don't turn the ball over. Walk out of there with a win, no matter how it comes about.
Yeah, and it's like, Arch, just don't be a complete disaster.
Yeah, please. Just for my mental health.
I mean, even he wasn't, I guess, a complete disaster taking account of the opponent in week one, where it's like, okay, that is Ohio State, who looks like they're the best team in the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lost by 7.
Yeah.
This Florida team's going to fire the coach. Give me that effort and you probably win.
Yeah, just don't short hop a lot of throws. You shouldn't short hop.
And I don't think we really talked about it because the week before, I was like all over the place after I wasn't on the show consistently. But the Sam Houston game was like obviously it's Sam Houston, but specifically like what Arch did was like what he needed to do of just let it rip, dude.
Relax, go out there and play.
And he wasn't doing that against UTEP, who's not that much better than Sam Houston.
So whatever they did to get him right, they did. Now, of course, the different environment, the different level of talent, who knows how that affects him. But at least the last time we saw him, that's the player you're looking for. Yeah.
Find a cornerback to bully in the end zone. Let people feel bad for him.
Yeah, Cormani McClain's out there. If you want to run him over and stare him down, that's fine.
Is he tiny? Is he
He's skinny, but he's like he's like 6'1", 6'2".
He's like 180 or something.
Yeah, Arch would have the physical advantage if they met up in a Oklahoma drill. Yeah. All right, we'll go to break with that. We're getting our winner squared away for the Kook ticket. So hopefully if you're talking, you can't hear me say this. But so
we learned our lesson.
We learned our lesson about that yesterday. But we'll have tickets tomorrow as well. So if you didn't win, you'll get an opportunity tomorrow. All right. We got one more segment here. We'll be back.
But first, I want to talk to you about Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. We were talking a little college football. It's never too early on Prize Picks to get involved in some of this Saturday action, but we also got some Thursday night football and some playoffs in baseball to get to tonight. It's a good chance to make money because you can mix and match. You can throw in it's a big game in the playoffs. Kyle Tucker, his team needs him. 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. Hasn't gone more than that in a very long while. Not more than that in the playoffs in a very long while. Give me a less on Kyle Tucker. Maybe at the very least, this is a reverse jinx. Thank you. You're welcome, Joe George. Now, going to the football game. Kyren Williams, I think this is going to be a game that the Rams should be able to take care of business, take care of the ball against a very injured Niners team. So give me more than 67.5 rushing yards for Kyren Williams. And Devontae Adams really been a red zone target for Matt Stafford so far this season. The last three games, he scored a touchdown. Make it fourth. Another touchdown rushing or receiving for Devontae Adams. You can do that. You can make it a flex lineup where if you get one wrong, as long as you get the other two right, looks like I'm just getting my money right back. So there's a very little risk there. All you got to do is download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win that to get that credit. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is Ron Insano with your market scoreboard report on ESPN 97.5.
Stocks are mixed this morning after the S&P closed at an all-time high above 6,700 for the first time ever. The NASDAQ leading the charge this morning on the upside as semiconductor stocks are doing well despite the shutdown in the government that may persist for some time. As yet, we've seen no breakthrough in the impasse between Democrats and Republicans over this shutdown, which could keep us from seeing the unemployment report come tomorrow morning. Interest rates are softening a bit again today. The yield on the 10-year note slipping below 4.1%. The dollar continues to weaken modestly. Oil also down again off 29 cents to $61.49 a barrel. OPEC increasing its output while gold is above $3,900 the ounce, up 12.5 bucks to start the day. This is a week in which we see a lot of political turmoil in Washington. We're waiting on more economic data for clarity around where the economy stands. ADP yesterday said the private sector shed some 32,000 jobs rather unexpectedly, but we have no clarity coming on the government numbers, which the Fed will use to make a decision on interest rates.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, don't wait for the October 15th extension deadline. Your problems will only continue to grow. The IRS is using advanced AI tools to identify and collect unpaid taxes faster than ever, meaning tax debt collections will become increasingly aggressive. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
I owed over $50,000 and they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
If you miss another tax deadline, you're stacking more debt on top of what you already owe with increasing penalties and interest. You now owe more today than you did yesterday. Call for your free consultation. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-418-1404. 800-418-1404. 800-418-1404.
Priority Tax Relief.
Sell your house fast for cash at greenlightoffer.com.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
I started the show with this. But for the person who just won and anyone who wins in the future, if you don't get your confirmation email within 12 hours, it's fine. We send the stuff over to the Cougs, and then they email you. I understand why you would call us, because we're your point of contact. But once you win them from us, we wipe our hands when it comes to the Cougs tickets. We will get the information to the Cougars, and then they will send them to you.
Yeah, unless it's listener party, golf tournament. Actually, Christmas party, there's no giveaway for that. But, unless it's something specific in-house 97.5, a lot of times we're passing that to, you know, whether it's a restaurant or U of H football to where – kind of out of our hands.
Now, if you want to
normally it is like a 1 day turnaround.
Yeah, for the most part, it is in our hands. But for things like this, where the Cougs are distributing tickets and they want people to come, they will work with you. But we will take your call if you got a question. But just to be clear,
just to head off a lot of calls,
just to let you know, we're not doing this without the Cougs backing. We're just tricking people. Hey, you guys want to go to the Cougs game? And then there's no tickets for us for you. Or us, because we didn't get validation or access from the Cougs. We're working with them. They will work with you. I get it. Your point of contact there. So hopefully you'll get those in a reasonable amount of time, just so I don't take a call tomorrow morning about your lack of tickets. That's all.
Well, I would take the call tomorrow morning.
We'll see. Oh, yeah. I'll be in here because Lance, it's off for today or the day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it'll be me and John and then Sean will be producing. So, actually, you know what? Forget all the things I said. Call Sean.
No. I'll be way less understanding, Adele. Way more rude at 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, you call me with this bull shrimp.
Sean's going to be doing although, a thing he's not used to, although he's done some
I've done it before.
Stuff.
It's still like every time I do it, it's the one time a month I have to do it. So
it's tough. I get it.
But also shorter commute. So I will.
Oh, yeah, you made a move.
I will be waking up later.
My commute has not changed, and I do it every day. I'm not sure who's winning that exchange. I'm pretty sure you're winning that exchange. But not tomorrow. But for the most part, Sean's a winner here. All right, let's get to Keith. Keith's got a college football question before we wrap it up. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Dale. It's finally here. We made it to the game I called this summer, the record I called this summer. 5-0 Vanderbilt breezes through their first five games. You thought they were going to lose to Virginia Tech and South Carolina.
I never said that.
That did not happen.
I never said
that.
Hold on. You said that a couple times. I never said they would lose to Virginia Tech. I said they weren't favored against Virginia Tech, to be clear, when you were.
You said you liked both of those. You said Virginia Tech, South Carolina.
And you know
what? Those are not guaranteed wins.
And it was 21-10 at half. Virginia Tech was leading, and then you beat South Carolina partly because you knocked out the quarterback. Sorry, I could not predict that,
the
but you're right.
Wasn't good in that first half.
But it's still when you knock out the quarterback and Luke Doty is playing quarterback, it changes the complexion of the game. I understood he wasn't good, but he's better than Luke Doty. But yes, you're 5-0, and now you go to Bama.
5-0, we go to Bama. I said we would be 5-0 headed into the summertime. This is a game. College game day's there. Vandy's a double-digit dog. Just want to get your thoughts on the game. If Vanderbilt wins this game, how high will they jump in the rankings? What do you think is going to happen?
You know, the troll in me is like, time for Rich Eisen.
I was going to jump in there, and the back and forth on litigating the Lenore Sellers injury. I was going to like, all right, guys, we're kind of up against it. But
yeah, it's fine.
We got past it. We still got another minute, so.
Alabama,
your Vandy football minute right now to close the show.
Alabama, it's really Keith needing validation. Alabama has had trouble stopping the run, so I've watched Vandy enough, and in some ways not rooting against them, but rooting against Keith, and that's really a dichotomy because how can I not root against Vandy if I don't want Keith to win? But if Vandy can run the ball like Georgia did and Florida State did, I think they have a real shot to keep it within the number. Ty Simpson's a really good player. And according to Josh Pate this morning, he said that the Alabama players were talking about Vandy before they got on the bus to go to the airport after beating Georgia. That's how much last year meant to them and losing that game. The Alabama players know what happened last year. They realize what that did to their season. And I'm sure the coaching staff did as well. So the element of surprise is gone. Pure, unadulterated focus on Vandy for the Bama players. I think it'll be competitive. I do think Vandy loses that one and goes 5-1. But Keith, you said 10-2, so you can suffer a loss and still be right. All right, we're not going to break. We're going home. At least I am.
Yeah, Rich Eisen time.
Rich Eisen is up next, followed by Jeremy and Joe. Sean, since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
Oh, he dope.
Diego Pavia.
He needs to be dope on Saturday night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.